Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition in Masech de Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, at the bottom of the Amid, beginning with the new Perek, Hoya Kore. Begins the Mishnah, Hoya Kore Batayra, as the Pnei Moshe explained. Someone was reading the Torah, the Parsha of Kriyishma, and V'Higiyaz Man HaMikra, and the time of, as the Pnei Moshe says, Man Kriyishma, the time of reading the Kriyishma came, and the question is he Yotze with his reading in the Torah, the Parsh of Kriyishma, is he Yotze, the mitzvah of reading Kriyishma for that day? So the Mishnah says, Im Kiven Liba Yotze, if he had Kavana, he's Yotze. The Im Lav, and if he didn't have Kavana, he didn't have intent, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. So the Bavli in Brachas, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says on this line of the Mishnah, Shema Minah, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. From the Mishnah, apparently, it would be an indication that a person has to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah when he does the mitzvah. And if he doesn't have intent to fulfill the mitzvah, he's not Yotze. And this would be a question on Rabbah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi there in Brachas. Rabbah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, says that mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, that a mitzvah does not require Kavana. And therefore, Hatokeya L'Shir Yotze. If someone on Rosh Hashanah blew into a shofar because he wanted to hear the musical sounds of the shofar, not having in kavana, not having intention to fulfill the mitzvah, he would be yotze according to Rabbah. From our Mishnah, ask the Gemara, it is difficult because our Mishnah says him kivein liba yotze. He's only yotze kriyishma when he was reading in the Torah. If he had kavana to be yotze in the mitzvah of kriyishma, if he didn't have kavana, it seems he's not yotze. So the Gemara in Brachas answers that what does it mean? Mayim kivein liboy likrois. It doesn't mean whether he had kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. In fact, according to Rabbah, he does not need kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, but he had to have intention to read. Ask the Gemara to read likrois v'akakari. He's reading it. What do you mean he has to have kavana to read? The Gemara answers, it's speaking about a person who's checking over what the sofer, the scribe, wrote in the Sefer Torah, whether he wrote it correctly. And Rashi states that b'korei lahagiyas ha-sefer, im yesh boi tos, whether the sefer has a mistake, da'filu l'kriya nami lo mischaven. He did not have kavana to read. In other words, Rashi looks at it as a type of misasek. He unintentionally, without any intent, he had done the reading, but he actually didn't even intend to do the reading. He wasn't concentrating on doing the reading. He was just reading through it to see if he could find a mistake or not. Tosfos there in Divrei HaMaskil Kori Lagia disagrees with Rashi and says, Tema akati hoka kori. What do you mean he has to have intention to read? He's reading. What kind of intention do you need for reading when you're in fact reading? Alkein Nira, therefore Tosfos disagrees with Rashi there and says, Bekayre Lagia means she'ena kayre hatevis kilchosen ukineku doson. Ela kiksivosen kori. Kidei lohavin chaseiris v'yaseiris. So Tosfos learns a whole different pshat, that he's reading it just to see if there is a proper Yeseros, it has a vav when it needs it. It does not have a vav when it needs it. That's what he's checking. And therefore, he's not even careful in the vowels that he puts. He's not even careful in reading it kri or ksiv. There are many words in the Torah that are written one way and they're read a different way. He's reading through it just to see that every letter has the proper osios that it's supposed to have. And what does the Mishnah mean when it says that? Lav dafka, ala klomer likros kedin nikudosan ukil chasen. That he has to have intention means he has to actually read it with the proper vowels as the words are supposed to be read. If he just reads it the way it's written in the Torah, he doesn't care ksiv or kri, And therefore, he is reading it not the way the Baal Kori would read it from the Torah, then, in fact, he's not Yotze. That's Tosfos Pshat. So according to Rashi, he has to have Kavana to read the words and not do it without intention. According to Tosfos, he has to read the words properly and not just to check for Chaseres and Yeseres. And if we look in the Charedim doesn't say it in the name of Rashi and Tosfos, but he mentions both Pshatim. In Divrei HaMaschil, Im Kiven Liber, on the right side, Lotzei Sidei Chovas Kriya Shema, Yotza, V'im Lav Lo Yotza. U'kuman Diyamer, Mitzvah Strichas Kavona, She'ei Mechavan, Lotzei Sidei Chovas. So, this is what the Gemara in the Bavli thinks the obvious pshat in the Mishnah is, that he has Kavona to fulfill the Mitzvah. Uman the Yomer Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana, Rabba, who holds Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana, Mefarish, Im Kiven Liba Likrois, to read. Ula Fuke Bekara Lagia, as a sefer, where he's just reading to find if there's errors. Im Yesh Boi Tos, Da Fil Likriya, Nami Loi Mischavan. That's Rashi Shita, that there he is not having Kavana even to read, and he must have Kavana intention to read. Inami, or, and this is already Tosfos Pshat, Shakaira Lagia Ein Akaira Tevis Kinakudasan, he's not reading the words with the proper vowels, Elakaira Kiksivasan, he's reading them the way they're written, Kidei Lahavim Chseas Viseris, he just wants to see if it has the correct amount of letters in each word. Uba Kriya Kizu La Yatsa, such a Kriya is not a correct Kriya, and with that, the person would not be Yotzei Kriya Shema. So the Charedim, without mentioning their names, is actually bringing down the Shitas of Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Alef. So far, we have discussed two types of Kavana. One Kavana that a person has to have Kavana to read the words properly. A second Kavana is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. But there's actually a third Kavana. And the third kavana differs from the first two kavanas. The first two kavanas, whether it's mitzvah tzrichas kavana or whether it's kavana to read the words properly, that has to do with all the three parshias of Kriya Shema. However, the third kavana, which is kavana of kabbalas oil malchus shemayim, which means that a person understands the pirush hamilos, he understands what the words mean, and he has intention when he says Shema, to accept upon himself the yoke of Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs, that there are various shitas in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, how much of the three parshiyos requires that kavana. Is it only the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael? Does it include the entire first parsha of Vahafta, or a portion of Vahafta? On that, it is not for the entire three parshas of Kriya Shema. The question is, with different opinions, as far as how much requires that kavana of Kabbalas oil, Malchus Shemayim. The next part of the Mishnah discusses when and under what circumstances a person is allowed to interrupt the saying of Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah begins, Biprakim, if you are in between paragraphs. And in the Bavli, it's all part of this Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells us what the paragraphs are between Vahafta and Vahoyom Shemoya, between Vahoyom Shemoya and Vayoymer. The Mishnah delineates exactly what the Bein HaProkim is. And in the Yerushalmi, it's in a Mishnah further in this Perek. It's broken up from this first Halacha Aleph. What is the halacha if you are between paragraphs? Tana Kama holds, Shoyel Mipnei HaKavod. You're allowed to greet someone, as the Charedim says, Shoyel B'Shloim Adam Nichbad Sheroy L'Hagdam Le'Shalom. You are allowed to initiate the giving of Kavod to an honorable person, someone who it's proper to be Magdim Him Shalom, to initiate the giving of Shalom. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Vav, Sifkatan Vav, elaborates and says, Sharoy uloy lahagdim loy Shalom, kigoyin, shehu zaken, he's an elderly person, oy Talmud Chacham, or he's someone of Talmudic stature, V'chein imhu asher, or a rich man, sharoi l'chabed loy machmas asheroi. If the Rebbein Shalom gave him a schus that he is an usher, a rich person, and he's a good person, and he's a rich person, it is also befitting to give such a person kavod. So if you're in between the paragraphs, beprakim, shalom of nea kavod, you can initiate the giving of kavod to such people. Umeshiv, and you can answer. The Bavli and Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis has different understandings of what this word umeshiv is, and it concludes that umeshiv means if you can be shoyl mipnei kavod, if you can initiate the giving of shalom, so certainly umeshiv, if that Talmud Chacham or that Usher or that Zakin gave you shalom, perhaps not realizing you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema, but once that person had given you shalom, you have a right to answer. If you have a right to initiate it, kal v'chomer, that you have a right to be meshiv, ein tzarich loymer, you certainly, it goes without saying that you're allowed to answer that adam chashiv when he greets you first. Ube emtza, but what happens if you're in the middle of a parsha, you're in the middle of a hafta, then it's less. Shoyel mepnei ayira, you're allowed to ask and initiate the giving of kavod to someone who you fear from. And on this, the Rosh in Simen Hay in the Bavli Brachas brings down Rashi's pshat, and Rashi says, Adam shu yori mipanav shaloy argenu, someone that you're afraid of, that person shouldn't kill you. And the Rosh says on this, loy nehirali, I don't agree with Rashi, I don't like his pshat, because Pshita she'ein lachdover she'ayim b'nei pekuach nefesh, that if someone could take your life for not giving him shalom, so it goes without saying, the Mishnah would not have to tell us this. And therefore, v'nira, the Rosh's opinion is, the aviv v'imoy v'raboy chashuv mipnei hayira, that's considered mipnei hayira. Your father, your mother, or your Rebbe, that's what the Mishnah means, mipnei hayira. Not someone who could take your life. Because the Pasuk says, ish imoy v'aviv tiro, that's concerning parents. You have to have yira from your parents. And concerning a Rebbe, Utnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Moira Rabbah, Kemoira Shemaim. You should fear your Rebbe like you fear Hashem. That's the Yira that our Mishnah is speaking about. So if you're Be'emtza, Shalom Ibnei Yira, so the Charedim, again, combines Rashi and the Rush. And the Charedim says, Divri Amaskel Shalom Ibnei Yira, Adam Shu Yorim Epanav Kegoin Avivai Rabbi. That is the Rosh's Pshat. V'chol Shchein, and certainly Monsieur Armin Menachel Yargen, if you're afraid that he's going to kill you. But also, Ein Tzarich Loymer Shemeshiv Loy Shalom. If you can initiate Mipnei Yira Be'emtza, so certainly you can respond if that person, your father, your mother, or your Rebbe, gave you Shalom, you can certainly respond. Avol Mipnei HaKavod Loy. But here it's less than Bein HaPrakim, here you cannot initiate Mipnei HaKavod. Going back to the Mishnah, Ube'emtzer Shalom Mipnei Ayira Umeshiv, again, as the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Gimel Beis tells us, and as the Charedim mentioned, Ein Tzarich Loymer Meshiv, if you can initiate, you can certainly respond. Divrei Rab Meir. However, Mipnei HaKavod, you are not allowed to interrupt the Parsha of Kriyat Shema. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he's more lenient. Be'emtza, if you're in the middle of one of the parshas, Shoyel Mipnei Ayira, you can ask, you can interrupt the Kriyat Shema and initiate the Shalom Mipnei Ayira for people that you have fear from. As we turn to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Umeshiv Mipnei HaKavod, here, not only can you be meshiv mipnei ayira, but you can even be meshiv mipnei hakavoid. Someone, a zaken, or a talmud chacham, or an usher, as we had from the Mishnah Brura, if he initiated and gave you shalom, then you're allowed to respond. Not only are you allowed to respond to someone that you have a chiyuv of yira from, aviv imoy rabbi, but even an usher, zaken, and a talmud chacham. Ubeprakim, if you're in between paragraphs, again, Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient. Shoyel mepnei hakavod. You can initiate for kavod. Umeshiv shalom lechol adam. And here, you can respond to any person. Not just mepnei hakavod can you respond, but you can even respond if any person, someone that you're not even mechuyev to be mechabed, if he initiated, you could certainly respond. The Pnei Moshe says that the halacha is like the leniency of Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Pnei Moshe adds, ubechol makom she'asur lahafsik, wherever you do not have a heter to be mafsik. Kach asur ledaber b'lashon ha'kodesh k'mor k'moy shar halashonis. It doesn't make a difference whether you're speaking in Lashon HaKodesh or other languages. One should not think it's only also to be mafsik in a language other than Lashon HaKodesh. But Lashon HaKodesh, you're speaking Lashon HaKodesh, you could even interrupt. No. It does, when it's asur lahafsik, it makes no difference what language you're speaking. Even Lashon HaKodesh has the same din as other languages. It is asur in those places to be mafsik, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Begins the Gemara, Hayakar Batayra, Amar Rabbah, said Rabbah, Zoyse Meres, we can learn from our Mishnah, the She'en Abrachas Ma'akvois, that, as the Haredim explains, the brachas are not ma'akev in being yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyishma. As the Pnei Moshe points out here in the left-hand column, Divrei Maskel Zoyse Meres, Vaharei hu kairei b'toyre v'loi birich birchas kriyishma. We're speaking about that this person was reading in the Torah. So what does our Mishnah say? And this Yerushalmi is brought down by Tosis in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph Divrei Maskel Hoye Kairei. And Tosis says that this person who is reading in the Torah, and it came this man kriyishma, so we're saying that if he had kavana to be yitzed a mitzvah, if he old mitzvah is kavana, or he had kavana l'kriya, Rashi and Tosis l'shitasam, what that means by kairalagia, as we explained in the Mishnah. But if he didn't say the brachas, as the Pnei Moshe says, normally if he's reading in the Torah, he didn't say birchas kriyishma. He was reading in the Torah, and it happened to come out to zman kriyishma. So we say there's one criterion, and that one criterion is that he has to have some type of kavana. What about the fact that he didn't say birchas kriyishma? Why aren't the birchas kriyishma ma'akev in his being yoitz to the mitzvah of kriyishma? So from here we can learn from the fact that the Mishnah did not say im kivein liboy u birach birchas kriyishma yotza. It doesn't say that. All it says is im kivein liba yotze. So Zaysay Meres says Rabbah she'ena brachas ma'akvoy, that if he didn't say the brachas of kriyishma, that's not ma'akev in his being mekayim the mitzvah of kriyishma. Let us see the Haredim inside who elaborates and brings a very interesting Rashba. Says the Haredim in the right hand column, Amar Rabbah Zoyster Meres Brachas and Ma'akavis Masnis Niktani Dakar Batara Vikivan Bakriyasa Bakriyishma Yatza Mashma Afal Pishloy Amr Birchasau. It's Mashma that he didn't say the Brachas. Middleiktanium Kivan Liboy Va'amar Birchasau Yatza. As Tosis in Brachas pointed out. It doesn't say in our Mishnah that if he has Kavana and he said the Brachas, he's Yaitza. So it's Mashma, you're Yaitza Krishma without the Brachas. Because of a Rajba B'tshuva, Al Yerushalmi Zeh, the Rajba and a Tshuva wrote on this Yerushalmi, Umiyu Chayzer Roimer Brachas. When it says over here, She'ena Brachas Ma'akvas, it doesn't mean that you don't have to say the Brachas. It means that the Brachas are not Ma'akiv in being Yotze, the Mitzvah of Krishma. But Chayzer Roimer Brachas says the Haredim. He says the brachas by themselves without kriyishma because he was already yotze kriyishma. He doesn't repeat kriyishma. Even though we have two brachas, let's say kriyishma shel shachris, that were made before the reading of the kriyishma or kriyishma shel arvis. You need always, before a mitzvah, the bracha should be done over lasiyosin, before you do the mitzvah. Afal pikein here, even though he fulfilled the mitzvah, and the brachas are not ma'akev, later on, without saying kriyishma over, he should say the brachas. V'chein eskimu kol ha'goyinim. All the goyinim agreed to this. Shaharei, einay mevoareich, asher kedishonim v'mitzvayis v'tzivonu likreis eshema. Oy noisein atayra, kederach shetiknu b'kriyas atayra b'kriyas Megillah. The brachas of Kriyishma, Yoitzer Oyer, or the bracha of Avar Rabba, which is about Torah, it's not a birkas ha-mitzvah, asher kedushan mitzvah yisivana, to read Kriyishma, or noisein atayra, as we, Chazal, have instituted by Kriyas HaTorah or Kriyas Megillah. In other words, these are, for example, the bracha of Yotzer Or is a bracha on the Maoros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which we thank Hashem for, every day that He gave us the sun. Chazal established the saying of the brachas before Kriyishma just as the place in Tefillah where these brachas are put, but they are not brachas that are connected to fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyishma. It's not a bracha on the saying of Kriyishma. Ulefikach, says the Rajba, af al pi sheyotze yedei kriya, even though he was yotze Kriyishma, yedei brachas, lo yotze. He wasn't yotze the brachas. V'chozer hu v'korei brachas b'nei atzman, ad kan l'shoinei. This is the tshuva of the Rajba. He has to repeat the brachas by themselves. Lo madata, says the Charedim, midvarav, we learn from his words, da amar hacha brachas e ma'akvois, when it says here in the Yerushalmi that the brachas are not ma'akiv, es ha'kriya kamar, the brachas are not ma'akiv, the recitation of Shema, de ba'oi de loy birach, as long as he hasn't yet made the brachas of Kriyishma, loy havi ki'ilu loy kor, it's not as if he didn't read Kriyishma. Ela yidei kriya yotze b'loy brachas. You're yotze the mitzvah of Kriyishma without the brachas. V'loy hutzruch loymer kein. Now the Charedim adds a point. He only had to say this l'man diyamer Kriyishma the rabbanan. There's a machloikis. We have it in the Bavli and brachas. Whether I believe it's on daf chaf aleph amud aleph. Whether Kriyishma is the raisa or is the rabbanan. This Gemara had to say brachas and amakiv only according to the shita that Kriyishma is the rabbanan. Av l'man diyamer de raisa pshita diyatsi yedei kriya shahat Torah leichaver brachas aleh. According to the man diyamer that Kriyishma is the raisa, so certainly if he didn't say the brachas, which are only the rabbanan, he certainly yaitz in the midst of the raisa of Kriyishma. It wants to tell you that even according to the opinion that Kriyishma is the rabbanan, so you might think that Kriyishma and the brachas are lumped together. They're one big takana of the chachamim. And if you said Kriyishma without the brachas, you're not even yaitz Kriyishma. Kamash Malan, that no, that even though the rabbanan were misakin Kriyishma, and the Rabbanan were misakein the brachas connected to Kriyishma, but if you said Kriyishma without the brachas are not ma'akev, and you were yotze Kriyishma. However, by itself, you have to repeat the brachas of Kriyishma later without repeating Kriyishma itself, which you were already yotze. There are various perushim in the next piece of Gemara. We will go according to the girsa and the Havana of the Charedim. The Charedim tells us that from Omer Rabbi Yoise until two lines down, Hey Tevon, all those words belong after the next piece of Gemara, which according to the Charedim begins with Hey Tevon. So we'll skip down two lines. Hey Tevon, they challenged Rabbah, explains the Charedim. This is going back on the statement we had from Rabbah, that brachas are not mi'akev in being yotze in the midst of Kriyishma. I have a question. Ve'enoy mafsik. Isn't it true, isn't it a fact that after he says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he has to be mafsik? As we're going to learn on Amud Beis, he has to be mafsik in the word echad, and be marech, make the dalid lengthy, and think in his mind that he is being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven and earth, and the four, the arba ruchos olam, the four corners of the world. And if he's not mafsik, he's not yotze. He has to take the time out to be marech, to say the dalid lengthily, so that he can have in Kavana, while he's saying it, that Hashem is the Melech over the entire world. And yet, V'loy Tinin Ta, it's not learnt in the Mishnah. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. It doesn't say, if he was reading the Torah, he's Yotzev, he has Kavana, and he's Mafsik. Why isn't it written, and he's mafsik? And the Or Sameach adds that he has to also, besides being marich in echad for being mamlech Hashem over the world, he also has to say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusul Olam Vod. That's also not mentioned. In other words, you're reading in the Torah, you'll only be yotzei if you were mafsik for echad, and if you said Baruch Shem Kvod Machusul Olam Vod, not mentioned. What do we have to say, explains the Charedim, that even though it's not written, it's understood. The Mishnah was being makatzer, and the Mishnah wanted to tell you the key point that you have to have some kind of kavana, mitzvah shtrichas kavana, or mitzvah kriya. That's the main point of the Mishnah, as far as being marach be'echod, as far as Baruch Shem Kvod Machusul Olam Vod is concerned, the Mishnah felt that you would understand, of course you have to do that. If so, is v'hacha here concerning saying the brachas, afal gav deloy tenenta, even though it was not learned beferish in the Mishnah, tzorech levarech, maybe brachas arma akev. As the Charedim explains on the second wide line in the middle, at the bottom, the mitzvah chadu de rabbanani, kriyishma b'brachasa. Maybe we'll have to say, the way the Charedim is learning, that our Gemara is going according to the Man d'Yomar, that kriyishma is de rabbanan. Because as we said before, if kriyishma is de raisa, then certainly the brachas are not ma'ak of kriyishma. But we'll say that we're going that kriyishma is de rabbanan. So if kriyishma is de rabbanan, then we might be able to say that the brachas are ma'akev. And they're one unit. The Rabbanan were Mesakin Kriyishma. They were Mesakin the Birchus Kriyishma before and after Kriyishma. It's all one unit. And if any part of that one unit is missing, you're not Yotzei anything. You're not Yotzei Kriyishma either. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah that you have to make the Brachas of Kriyishma in order to be Yotzei Kriyishma when you're reading in the Torah. It didn't say it because it's self-understood, just like the Echad and Baruch Shem Kvod Machusul Olam Vod is self-understood. So Memeilu the Gemara is trying to say that Rabbo has no raya from the Mishnah that brachas are not ma'akev. Perhaps indeed brachas are ma'akev, except it wasn't stated explicitly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was speaking b'derech k'tzara. We will learn the next piece of Gemara according to the Charedim, according to his girsa, and according to his second pshat, which can be found on Yudches Amud Beis, in the left-hand column, beginning with the Charedim right on top, Nishma'ina, and this is in the sixth line of the Charedim, where he says, Pirish Acher, Rabbi Yosa Memra Ka'amar. And what the Charedim does now is takes the two lines that we skipped, Amar Rabbi Yosa, and he puts it after the piece that we just learned, Heitivan. So according to the Charedim, the way the Gemara goes is Heitivan ve'ena mafsik v'loy tenita v'hocha afakav v'loy tenita tzorech levarech. And then comes the part that we skipped. Amar Rabbi Yosa, im oimer atshu tzorech levarech birich tzorech sheichavan eslibay b'kula. And the pshat is according to the Charedim second Mahalach as follows. Let's see the words inside. Amar Rabbi Yosa, im oimer atshu tzorech levarech, explains the Charedim, now that we've just disproved Rav Boz's opinion that ein habrachas ma'akvas, now that we're saying that the Mishnah was makatzer, and really the brachas are ma'akev, you're not yotzei kriyishma unless you said the birchas kriyishma, the person reading in the Torah is only yotzei, not just with kavana, but he also has to say the birchas haTorah. So now Rav Yosef makes a statement. Im oimer atche hu tzarech levarech, if you tell me, not like Rav Bo, and you tell me that, in fact, in order to be Yotze Kriyishma, you have to be Mevorach, because brachas are ma'akev de Kriyishma, so then I will tell you that birach tzorech sheyichaven es liboy bekulon. I will tell you that when he makes those brachas, he has to be mechaven his lev in all of them. And what does it mean, sheyichaven es liboy bekulan? We've spoken already about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. We've spoken about kavana to read the words properly. Now is that third kavana, which we mentioned before, the kavana of yichaven es liboy, not kavana of the mitzvah, not kavana kriya, but yichaven liboy means that his heart, his mind is concentrating on the pirush hamilos as he's being mekabel oil malchus shemayim. So I will tell you that if, as we explained the Gemara according to the Haredim, we're going according to the Mandi Amar that Krishma is the Rabbanan, and we're saying that the brachas are ma'akev the Krishma, as the Haredim said, the mitzvah chodah the Rabbanan nu Krishma birchaseo, that it's all one unit, Krishma with the brachas. So, just like you have to have kavana for all of the three parshis of Krishma, so too you have to have kavana for the brachas. And now the Haredim says, the last line that we have on the Amud is said right now, and it fits in perfectly. Zois oimeres tzarech lechaven es libo bekulon. In other words, you're telling me that you have to have kavana, kavanas halev, pirush hamilos, knowing the meaning of the Kabbalas Olmach Shemayim, of the three parshias, all the three parshias, because that's what you're saying. You're saying that the brachas are one unit with the Krishma, and Zois Emeris, that Tzarech Lechavanas Libo Bekulon, that you have to have kavanas halev by all of Krishma, and Mimela, you have to have kavanas halev by all the brachas of Krishma, which is one unit with the Krishma. That's what Rav Yosef is making a statement. And now we turn to Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, again according to the Haredim, Yashmi'ina min Adah. We're going to learn what we just stated, that the brachas need kavanas halev from the following brisa. And the Haredim explains, why do we need a brisa? We just learned it from the Mishnah. He says from the Mishnah, it's no proof, because we were going according to the opinion that the Mishnah is being makatzer. That's why, in fact, we said that there's no raya from the Mishnah that the brachas are not me'akev. Maybe the brachas are me'akev. Maybe the person reading in the Torah has to have kavana and he has to say the brachas. It's just the Mishnah was makatzer and didn't mention, just like it didn't mention being marich be'echad, it didn't mention baruch shem kvod malchus olam ve'ed, so it didn't mention the brachas either. So if you're going with kitzer, so then maybe the Mishnah didn't tell us as well that you don't have to have kavana by the brachas. It didn't mention that. So there's not a clear proof, says the Haredim. Divrei Amaskel Nishmenu Min Adol. Let's see it inside. Talmuda Maisila Kloimer Ein Hechrach Gomer Mishnah Seidu. It's not 100% proof from our Mishnah. The Dilma Loilim Bekivim BeParsha Achasagi. Maybe it's enough if you have kavana in the first parsha of Krishma. Elish Aderech HaMishnah LeKatzer. The Mishnah is being Mekatzer. Therefore, the Haredim says the main raya we're going to bring now is from the following brisa. Nishmena min adar, Rav Achi Omer Mishum Rav Yehuda, im kivin liba beperik rishon, afal pishul kivin liba beperik sheni, yotza. If a person is mechaven in the first parsha of Krishma, and he's not mechaven in the second parsha of Krishma, vahoya, he's yotza. And we explained the reason right away. Ma ben perik rishon, ma ben perik sheni. Why the first perik yes kavana and the second perik not? Amar Rav Chanina, kol masha kosu bezeh, kosu bezeh. Whatever you have in the first parsha, you have in the second parsha. And therefore, once you had kavana for the first parsha, you don't need kavana for the second parsha. And the Haredim explains, but notice it doesn't say you don't have to have kavana for the third parsha. So we will say that for the first and third parsha, you do have to have kavana. And therefore, here's the riot that the brachas need kavanas halev also. Because wherever it's possible that you should need kavana, you must have kavana, first and third. The second is only a leniency because the second is included in the first. But be'etzim, the second should have it also. So therefore, the brachas, where we don't have any reason to make a leniency, we will say that it's all one unit with Krishma, and it comes out that on all the brachas of Krishma and Krishma, you need kavanas halev, pirush hamilos, except for the second parsha of Krishma, which is included in the first. And now the Gemara asks, may atola yikra el echad, if the second is included in the first, you should only read one. And the Haredim says, one is lav dafka, because of course you have to read the Parsha Rishayna, which is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. It means The word echad means like rishon. Ma'at la yikra ela rishon. One, which one? The rishon, the first one. You should only say the first one, not the second one. If the second is included in the first, say the first one which has Kabbalah Omach Shemayim, and Mimeli, you have included in that the second one. Amar Rav Ila, there is still a difference. Harishin liYachid Vashayin Litzibur. The first parsha of Ahavta is going to the Yachid, and the second of Ahoya is going to the Tzibur, to Klal Yisrael. V'harishon l'talmud, the first one stresses Talmud Torah learning, v'asheni l'maisa, and the second one is speaking about the actual performance of the mitzvahs. So the Charedim says, it's enough if you have kavana in the first, even though there's differences with the second, because the whole tzibur is comprised of individuals. And the Talmud of the first parsha is Mevila de Maisa of the second parsha. So why we say two? Because the second is not 100% identical with the first. But since the first includes the second, because a tzibur is made of Yechidim, and the Talmud of the first parsha is maybe it leads to the Maisa of the second parsha, therefore, as far as Kavon is concerned, it's enough if you have Kavonis Halev for the first parsha, you don't need it for the second, but for the third you do. And if you need it for the first and the third, you will also need it for the brachas. So learns the Charedim, the pshat in this entire sugya. One last point that the Charedim makes is the following, that when you look back at the words of Rabbi Yoisa, the way the Charedim understands, that the last line on Yudches Amud Aleph, Zois Emeris, is the conclusion of the words of Rabbi Yoisa himself. Rabbi Yoisa was saying that you have to have kavana on the brachas, so from that we learn out, Zois Emeris, Tzorech Lechaven Es Liboy Bekulon, that all the parshas of Krishma require Kavana, and since the brachas midrabbanan are one unit together with Krishma, likewise the brachas need kavana as well. So the Charedim points out in Divrei Hamaskil Nishmeinu Min Hadoh, in the second Charedim on the Amid, at the end of that Charedim, Ubekulon de Ka'amar Rabbi Yosef Beparshias Lavdafka El Rishonu Shlishis De Shenish Bechal Rishonu Kilakamei. So when Rabbi Yosef said Zois Emeris Sorach Lechavanas Libe Bekulon, when he said the word kulon, he meant all that are possible, but lav dafka all mamish, because we're saying arrive from the brisa, which states that the second is included in the first, and vahoyim shemaya does not require kavanas alev since it's included in the first. So when he says you have to have kavana bekulon, it's lav dafka means the first and third, but huadin the brachas as well. That's the last point that the Charedim makes in this inyan. We have just learned that Rav Yehuda de Tana says that one has to have kavana salev, pirish hamilim, in the first and third parshas of the Krishma. Bar Kapora Amar, as the Charedim explains, that Bar Kapora is a Tana who is able to disagree with Rav Yehuda de Tana, ein loch tzarech kavana el l'shloish psukim or shana b'vad. Kavana Salev, the Pirush Hamilim, is only necessary for the three first psukim of Kriyishma. And they end with the third pasuk, V'hoyu advor mo'ela asher anoichim etzavcha hayoim al levavecha. So that's al levavecha refers to the Kavana Salev. And V'tonani Kain, we learned as well, like this in a brisa, Vishinantam Levanecha, which is the fourth pasuk, you should articulate the Torah to your children, Atkan Lekavan, until the fourth pasuk of Vishinantam, one must have Kavanas Halev, Mikan Ve'elach, from Vishinantam, the fourth pasuk, and beyond, Lashinun. The requirement is articulation, Barat Kavana, even though L'chatchila Avad, it's better to have it, but it is not Ma'akev Bidi Eved. But the first three psukim would be Ma'akev, even Bidi Eved. Rav Chuna said in the name of Rav Uri, who said in the name of Rabbi Yosef, who said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who said b'shem Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, Tzorech lekabel olav malchus shemayim obed, a person has to be mekabel olav malchus shemayim standing up. Ask the Gemara, ma imhoya yoshev oimed. Are you telling me, as the Charedim explains, that when someone is sitting, he must stand up? In fact, a person would have more kavana when he is sitting down? Loi. I'm not referring to when he's sitting, But rather, if he was walking, as the Charedim brings down from the Rush and Taisus, that a person when he's walking is torad bihiluchai, he's preoccupied in his walking and he's not able to have proper kavana. Therefore, there is where I said that he should stand and not continue walking when he's reciting the Krishma. However, if he's sitting, he may recite the Krishma sitting, because in fact he would even have more kavana according to the Charedim by sitting than by standing. Continues the Gemara, Tani, we have learned in the Braisa, Tzorech laharech be'echad, that when he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, a person is obligated to be marech, to say it long. There is a machlokus exactly what this means. Everyone agrees that the aleph of Echad should not be stretched out long. Some say the ches also should not. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the ches is also said long, but the dalet is even said longer, as we see in the Gemara further of Nachman bar Yaakov Omar Ubalvad bedalet, and specifically Rav Nachman says the dalet should be lengthened. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina says that that means that the main lengthening is done by the dalet, but there's also a lengthening by the ches. As Rabbeinu Yoina explains, when a person says echad, he's supposed to have in kavana that Hashem is the melech over the heaven and the earth and the four corners of the world. So since there are seven rakiyas, so the letter ches of echad equals eight, that will refer to having kavana that Hashem is the melech over the seven heavens and the earth. When he comes to the Dalit, he should have more kavana, longer, and think that Hashem is also the Melech over the four, equal numerically to the letter Dalit, the four corners of the world. How exactly is he Marech the Dalit? We find in the Bach, in Siman Samachal of Sifkot and Dalit, exactly how to do it. I do not have the Bach in front of me, but from memory, the Bach, I believe, says that one should do it echad with the air coming through one's teeth. In other words, he's mirech the dalid until it becomes dith. That is the method to do it. Sumchas bar Yosef Amar, Sumchas bar Yosef said, kol hamarech be'echad marichel lo yamav u'shnoisav b'toiva. Whoever is marech in the word echad in Shema Yisrael, Hashem is marach his days and years in goodness. Rabbi Yirmiya having marach sagin. Rabbi Yirmiya used to be marach very much. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir said to him, "Less atzorch kol hachad. You don't have to be marach in such a lengthy manner. Ella kidei shetam lichu b'shamayim of oretz. You should have in your mind that Hashem is the melech over the heaven and the earth, as we mentioned from the Rabbeinu Yoina, the seven heavens and the earth in the letter ches. And in the letter Dalid, you should have in mind that Hashem is the Melech over the four corners of the world. Rav Shol Rav Chiya Rabba. Rav asked the question of Rav Chiya the Great. Velina Chami, I've never seen the Rebbe Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. Rebbe, as the Charedim explains, begins his shir before the Zman Kriyishma, and he ends his shir after the Zman Kriyishma, and I've never seen him be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. When does he do it? And as the Charedim brings down from the Rush, that even though a person who is Tarasai Umnasai, yet he is also Mechuyev to be Mafsik for Kriyashma, even if Rebbe used to learn all day, but for Kriyashma he has to be Mafsik, says the Rush that that's only someone who learns himself, but someone who teaches others does not have to be Mafsik. He doesn't have to say Kriya Shema. However, he does have to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, even if he doesn't have to say all the parshiyos of Kriya Shema because of Tarasei Umnasei and he's Melamed Ta'acherim, but he still has to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. That was Rav's question of Rav Chiya Rabba. Amar Lei, he answered, Katachmine, when you see him, Yoav Yorei Al Apoi, putting his hand on his face, who Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim, that at that moment, you'll notice that sometime during the shir, he puts his hand over his face. That's the moment where he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. He doesn't say the entire Kriyishma because he's being Melamed L'Acherim, and it's Tarasei Umnasei. However, he is Mekayim Ol Malchus Shamayim. Why did Rebbe put his hand over his face, which is the source that we do it as well? So the Rush brings down that since he gestured with his eyes as he had Kavana that Hashem is the Melech over the heaven and the earth, and on the four corners he would gesture with his eyes, rolling them around. Apparently this was not a b'chavadik manner for people to see. He was sitting amongst other people, and therefore he would put his hand over his face. And the Rush says that we could say a completely different reason than this, and that is that since he was in fact sitting amongst his Talmidim, and he would not be able to have the proper kavana unless he would cover his face and be able to be mechaven. But Rav still had a question from the great Rav Chiya. Amar Lei, the Einot Tzarech Lahaskir Yitzis Mitzrayim, we have learned that you have to be Masker Yitzis Mitzrayim every single day. So where did Rebbe say Yitzis Mitzrayim? Even if he covered his face and said the Pasuk of Kriyishma and was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, but what about the obligation to be Masker Yitzis Mitzrayim? Amar Lei, so Rav Chiya Rabbah answered to Rav, Les Efshir Dulo Yati Mila. It's impossible that Rebbe did not steer the conversation, the shir, every day to involve an aspect in the discussion of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And by steering the discussion in Torah to touch on Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's how he was Mekayim the Inyan of Zecher Yitzis Mitzrayim each and every day. The rest of Kriyat Shema didn't say, but he covered his face for Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, for Shema Yisrael, and the Torah discussion always revolved in some aspect around Yitzis Mitzrayim for Zecher Yitzis Mitzrayim.